My name is Helen Chanis, and I've lived in Richmond for almost, 60 years, and I've done a lot of volunteering. I'm sort of a quiet type of person, and the first place that I did volunteer was at the, because I'm Ukrainian Catholic, probably you all know that little church on Railway and Francis, where we always have bake sales, Christmas and Easter. I made this morning, and Easter bread this morning, and this is like Palm Sunday weekend. We always have our bake sale pack cabbage rolls, pierogies, and all kind of goodies, and I've helped at the church, the ladies, for many years, but now most of our ladies now have left us, so we don't have any bake sales or that because there's nobody to do it anymore. But it's still, for me, I always make Easter bread. So I've done a lot of the volunteer at the church, catechism with children, first communion. I did that for about 10 years, even though I worked at the airlines for many years, 36 and a half years. I still did a lot of work with the children, and weekends I did help the ladies a lot. And another volunteer place is I've done green coats at the airport now for 11 years, and I'm sure you've all heard about me because all the members know me already. Good morning, officers. And I've truly enjoyed it, and met a lot of nice people, and I'm the type of person that I'll go out of my way to help somebody as much as I could, and I really enjoy it. Getting back to working at the airline, we have traveled the world. There's no place anymore that I say I'd want to go because we've been there now. Our daughter was born in Richmond. She grew up in Richmond. She is an ICU nurse in Lionsgate. She was in Richmond, but unfortunately she had a very bad accident taking a patient, and the wheel got stuck in the Richmond elevator in those openings. So then when she was off, they placed her at Lionsgate Hospital, but they left her there, and she's now super manager. So by the time she comes home, she doesn't have too much time to do anything because it's running. And she's also been a competitive swimmer all her life, a junior competitive swimmer all her life too. So, but I've always been there to support her. And when my husband was with us, he drove her swimming all the time. Get up in the morning, go to, first it was, I don't know if anybody remembers May Beattie, the late May Beattie, used to teach swimming first. There you are. You were a May Beattie swimmer as well, so you May Beattie. So then, and afterwards, when she got stronger, she went to the Canadian Dolphins. So my husband, my late husband, he'd go from Richmond, take her to Vancouver. Then he'd take her, come back, or go to, he was an auto body repairman. He'd go to Burnaby. On the way back, he would go to Vancouver, pick her up, and come home. And it was her, she was always very good, even at 10 years old. Now children don't do that. When she was in junior high at Palmer, because he couldn't do it anymore. She would get out of Palmer, walk to number one, take the bus all the way, and get off there just about by the aquatic center. And I always say, make sure, always, and I worked at Lansdowne, because I worked for the airlines, and she always had a quarter to phone me. And I'd say, as soon as you get in, please phone me and just say, I'm here. That's all I need to know. Even now when she drives to the North Shore at 5 o'clock, I'll say, please phone me. That's all I need to hear is you're there, because you just don't know at that time of the day and everything else. My daughter, as you have probably noticed, is a marathon runner. You probably see it in the Richmond News. She did the big 6 runs of the world, and on Thursday, we are leaving to Boston because she qualified again to run the Boston Marathon, which took a lot of work for her and for me. We get up at 4 o'clock. She leaves the house at 5, and then we have the dog, and my day sort of starts. At Wednesday, I go to Green Coats, but otherwise I try to do everything for her. I try to help her because she comes home, she's running Monday, she's doing exercise. Today she ran 15 kilometers. She volunteers at the Green Coats. She's been a terrific daughter. Being a green coat, the RCMP are always at the airport, as you always know. And there are a lot of people that, oh, there's a policeman. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm the type of person, if they go, I say, morning, officer. You turn around and say, oh, good morning, Helen. And it's every Wednesday when I go there, they're always different. And the main thing is the handcuffs. They stop by and say, oh my gosh, where did you get those? Those are gold. I says, yes, they are. And the story about that is many years ago, well, before COVID, like when we work at the airport, we have to go to all the different information booths across security. Any place there's an information booth, we have to take a turn for 2 months to be able to direct you or you and say, where's international? So it was, I think it was about maybe this time of the year, I was at A and B on the WestJet side. And a man came up to me, oh, must have been, I think it was about 9:30, nicely dressed. He had a sort of a beige overcoat over his arm, and he was carrying a satchel. So we have to greet in two languages. Good morning, bonjour. So just as we were going down the halfway down the escalator, he said to me, Helen, my name is whatever his name. I have it written up. I was looking for it, but I forgot. My name is so and so. And so then when we got to the bottom, he says, Helen, I would like to present you these gold handcuffs. And I said to him, sir, I said, would you like me to wear them? He says, yes. He says, please wear them proudly. So I wear them on my green coats. I have quite a lot of stars now, and I wear them. So that is where I got them. But every new officer has asked me where I got these a handcuff. So then I went home, and I wrote his name down. And then I said, Charlie, he was the president of Crime Stoppers. The head honcho of Crime Stoppers. And he was here for a meeting. Then he thanked me very much, shook my hand, and at the bottom of the escalator, the members were waiting already. 5 years ago, I was at domestic arrivals, and a lady and her mother came to me. They were waiting for their luggage. So I went with them. It was WestJet. So they had two big carts. They told me that they were moving to, father had died, so the daughter lived in Europe, and the mother was going to join her. But they didn't know what to do, what airlines to go, and they were hungry. And so then I said to them, once you get your luggage, please come, and I'll take you upstairs. We still had white spot in those days. So I took her, they both loaded up their carts, and I took them through the escalator. We went up to White Spot, and I said, you have to wait. I think the flight was going way late in the afternoon. So I said, just have something to eat here. Well, they couldn't. You can't take carts into the restaurant. So I said, you two go and have something to eat. And I have lots of time. I'll sit here beside your two carts and watch your luggage. And they were so appreciative. They thanked me very much. And they even sent me an email after they got home. And for that, I was given a star. When somebody sends your name in, they have a banquet and they say, Susan or Mrs. Stobrig has sent a request or on behalf what you did for the family. So I think I got about six stars on my phone with everything else. So for helping people. I do have many hobbies that I've done over many, many years. I've crocheted bedspreads on queen size beds, tablecloth, afghans, dishcloths, not too many though. And I made doilies. That's my hobbies, and like my fingers, they're always going, always moving to do something. Though just before I came here, I thought, dog's in the crate, because when I tell her I'm going out, she immediately goes into her crate. So when I was looking, I thought I better do some crafts already, though. So, but I love doing crafts, so it's fine. It's very, very relaxed. And I do read and everything, though. So, and we have a two-story home, and I look after that too. I've also been a hostess at the Richmond Funeral Home for 17 years. A couple of years ago, I got my 15-year plaque as a token of appreciation. And it's very rewarding. You try to comfort people, and people, some, you know, they're in tears. At first, I used to have tears, my own tears with them. But then you learn to comfort them. And the hard thing is when it's young people. It's very, very sad. And this day and age, and I did that tea for the young Mr. Talalbi or whatever, the counselor, her son, I did the tea. It was very, very sad.